第十三章第六节这样讲。
Chapter 13, verse 6 says,
主是帮助我的。
The Lord is my helper.
我必不惧怕。
I will not be afraid.
人能把我怎么样呢？
What can man do to me?
在1999年我们每天的生活中间。
In 1999, in every day of my life,
我们需要满足。
We need contentment.
我们需要友谊。
We need companionship.
我们更需要勇气来面对前面。
Even more, we need courage to face our tomorrows.
你想李牧师我们需要什么样的勇气？
You ask me, Pastor Lee, what sort of courage do we need?
我告诉你，主耶稣基督可以给我们两方面的勇气，让我们来面对前面。
Let me tell you, the Lord Jesus can give us two different types of two angles as we look at courage.
使我们有勇气面对生命中可能发生的事情。
To give us courage that we may face the eventualities of life.
我讲可能发生的事情，我们中间没有一个人可以知道的。
Eventualities, things that could happen, things that we don't even know here.
所以希伯来书的作者这样讲。
That's why the author of Hebrews says this.
他讲我们可以放胆说，放胆说。
Each woman.
每个年轻的，每个中年人。
Each youth, each middle-aged person.
每个老年人。
Each senior person.
在面对将来的时候会惧怕。
As we face tomorrow, we might become afraid.
哦，因为生命中有很多的未知数。
Because there's so many uncertainties in life.
明天将是如何？
What will tomorrow bring me?
有主耶稣基督，我们有这确据。
With Jesus, we have this promise.
我们有这勇气。
We have this courage.
去面对明天。
To face tomorrow.
面对明天生活中间的未知数。
To face the uncertainties of tomorrow.
你讲李牧师你怎么知道？
You might ask, Pastor Lee, how do you know?
The Bible told me so.
圣经告诉我。
圣经上面有例子告诉我们。
The Bible tells us with illustrations and stories.
我用几个例子呢。
Let me give you a few examples.
当雅各惧怕明天。
When Jacob was afraid of tomorrow.
当他出了别示巴向哈兰走的时候。
When he left Beersheba heading towards Haran.
他害怕。
He was afraid.
因为他要走很长的一条道路。
Because this was a long journey he had to make.
他不知道明天中间会有什么未知数出来。
He did not know what uncertainties tomorrow might bring.
哦，雅各是个聪明的人。
But Jacob was a smart man.
哦，雅各会一个会计算的人。
Jacob was a man who could count and calculate.
雅各是会抓的人。
He was a man who would grasp at every opportunity.
我想雅各跟我们中间很聪明的人都差不多。
I believe that Jacob is very much like those of us who are in here who are very sharp.
但是他害怕。
But he was afraid.
因为有很多明天的未知数他不能抓住。
Because there are many uncertainties he did not know of tomorrow.
所以当他晚上在做梦的时候
So when he was dreaming at night
哦，神启示给他
God gave him a vision
神跟他讲话
God spoke to him
他讲我也与你同在
God says I will be with you
你无论往哪里去
No matter where you go
我必保佑你
I will be with you
终不离弃
And I will never leave you
同样的话语希伯来书的作者重复跟你跟我讲话
Same words are now repeated in the book of Hebrews to speak to you and to speak to me
雅各神的确的保护他
Jacob God says he will never leave him
甚至于把他跟他的儿女带到埃及去
and even as he brings his children and his family to Egypt
我再给你一个例子
Let me give you another example
摩西
Moses
摩西在最后死之前讲的话语
Before Moses died his last words were
哦，他用他自己人生的经验来劝告这一批他说带了很久的以色列的人民。
He used his life experiences to proclaim and to share and to testify to the people of Israel.
哦，他在《生命记》里面这样讲。
In the book of Deuteronomy, he says.
他讲你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同在，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。31:6。
Deuteronomy 31:6, he says, Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you.
只要行在神的旨意中间，你不必惧怕。
To walk in the will of God, you do not have to be afraid.
不必惧怕生命中可能发生的。
You do not have to worry about the uncertainties of life.
Christmas 的时候，我三个女儿都回来了。
During Christmas, all three of my daughters came back.
哦，是我们很有一段欢乐的时间。
We had a joyous time of reunion.
那几个女孩很关心我在1999年要做什么。
All three daughters of mine were very concerned about what I would be doing in 1999.
特别 想知道一下我前面的方向。
Especially they wanted to know the direction of my life.
啊，我想1999年我很有信心。
So I told them I'm very confident about 1999.
我相信神会一步一步的带领。
I believe that God will lead me step by step.
他们还要问的仔细一点，到底你方向是什么
？They asked me again in detail. Just tell us the direction of your life.
哦，特别他们关心我侍奉的方向。
Particularly, they are interested in the direction of my ministry.
哦，我讲神开了很多的路，侍奉的方向。
I told them God has opened many doors for my ministry.
我讲最近我有个感觉，我讲神好像要把保罗的工作给我一样。
But recently, I felt that God has given me a ministry like that of Paul.
哦，我讲几乎世界各个地方我都可以去侍奉。
There's so many places in the world I could go and minister.
啊，我跟他讲，我讲不但在西班牙我可以去侍奉，我可以住在那边。
I told them not only can I minister in Spain, I could even live there.
我想西班牙的教会邀请我去，说是师母你们牧师你们退休之后能不能到我们这边来？
Even the church in Spain has requested us to go there, whether we can go there and live there and minister among them after we retire.
一个多月前，从北欧的瑞典的一个华人教会来写信来给我们更新传道会上有奉献，他讲我们常常以后要奉献给你们。
About a month ago, a church in Sweden and in Northern Europe wrote us, and not only did they send us some offering, they also asked us whether we can minister there as well.
东欧也有侍奉的需要。
Eastern Europe has these needs of ministry.
哦，我们主要许可的话，我们今年四月，我们师母跟我要到 Burma 去。
The Lord willing, this April we'll be going to Myanmar.
那缅甸我们所建造的一个门训中心、哦、已经盖好了。
In Burma, in Myanmar, this discipleship training center has been completed. The construction has been completed.
可以有150个教会的领袖在那里可以住三个月，可以在那边接受训练。
It could accommodate up to 150 church leaders to be trained there for 3 months at a time.
我们还把隔壁准备了一个200人可以做的教会，跟这个一样大。
Even we have built a church that can accommodate 200 people to live there.
我正在思想为这祷告的时候。
So as I'm praying and thinking about these things.
缅甸的教会领袖邀请我去带领四月带领一个退休会。
The church leaders in Myanmar has invited me to go there in October.
哦、生命中间明天有很多的未知数。
There's so many uncertainties in our life.
但是只要你行在神的旨意里面。
But all we need to do is to walk in the will of God.
你行在神的旨意里面，神的保守就好像一把雨伞一样。
If you walk in the will of God, then the will of God is like an umbrella.
你顺着他旨意而行的话。
As you walk according to His will.
哦，他的雨伞就遮盖了你。
This umbrella covers over you.
所有的危险，所有的未知数，通通在他保险，在他雨伞底下，通通是平安、喜乐、满足。
All the dangers, all the uncertainties are covered under this parasol, and God will give you the contentment.
可以勇敢无惧的对明天。
That we can look at tomorrow without fear, without being afraid.
可以面对生命中那可能发生的事情。
We can face the things in the uncertainties of tomorrow.
同时他也给我们勇气。
Again, he gives us courage.
生命中不但是可能发生的事情我们可以去面对。
Not only the uncertainties of life we can face.
而且是生命中是所要肩负的责任我们也敢去面对。
Also the responsibilities of life we can face.
哦，多少时候我们怕未知数。
Oh, so many times we are afraid of the uncertainties.
但是多少时候我们怕已知数。
But then many times we're afraid of those that we already know, the certainties.
Oh, 因为那个已知数压迫我们，给我们很大的责任。
Because the certainties are like a heavy burden to us, giving us a lot of pressure.
已知数，我们的女儿，我们的小孩要长大，大学的上学的费用。
The certainties, like our children, the needs for their needs, the financial needs for putting them through school.
我前次到加州参加一个葬礼。
A while ago, I went to California to attend a funeral service.
P. 苏牧师的葬礼
Reverend Clarence P.
他49.5岁离开了世界。
He left this world at the age of 49.5.
那我正在出来的时候，有大概将近300-400人来参加这个追悼会。
When I went there, there was over 300 people attended this funeral service.
那出来的时候，我看到一对 夫妇是我认得很久了，超过了17年的一对夫妇。
There I met a couple that I've known for over 17 years.
17年前我看到他的时候，他就想要出来，要出来侍奉主。
17 years ago, when I met them, they said we are about to come out to serve the Lord.
那 funeral 又完的时候，一面我就遇到他们。
After the funeral service, I turned around and I saw this couple.
那我一个好朋友也在那边做牧师，也跟我在一起。
And there was this other good friend of mine who is a pastor there, and we were sitting together.
我见到这对夫妇，我就跟他的姐妹讲，什么时候出来呀？
When I saw this couple, I asked the woman, "When are you coming out?"
她讲快了。
She said soon.
旁边我的好朋友也是个牧师。
Sitting next to me was my good friend, also a pastor.
他讲你今年几岁了？
Yes.How old are you? He asked the brother. He said, 49.
接着他很严肃地跟他讲。
And very sternly he said to him,
毕牧师49岁已经做完了工作了。
Ernst P. is finished at the age of 49.
你49岁你还在这边还在想还不想来不来来做我神的工作。
At the age of 49, you're still sitting here and just thinking back and forth whether you'd be doing the work of God.
这位弟兄脸低下来一声不响。
This brother's face fell. Lately, I've also met a Christian. He's been struggling all along whether he should be coming out. There's only one reason for his struggle.
儿女的大学的费用，他在准备把它赚满了之后再出来。
The tuition that was cut for his children.He wishes to earn all that tuition before he dedicates himself.
我跟他讲。
And I told him,
当我出来的时候，我没有想到我的小孩子。
When we dedicated ourselves, we did not think about our children.
当我们把房子卖的时候，赚了34,000块。
When we sold our house, we gained an extra $34,000.
34,000块让我三个女儿出来得了六个学位。
$34,000 that was able to put my daughters through.School for to obtain 6 degrees.
你如果相信神的话
If you trust in God.
哦，生命中所要肩负的责任，你不再惧怕了。
All those responsibilities in life, you do not have to be afraid anymore.
所以希伯来书作者这样讲。
That's why the author of Hebrews says.
我们可以放胆说。
We can boldly say.
主是帮助的。
The Lord is my helper.
我必不惧怕。
I will not be afraid.
我可以用旧约两个例子来跟你来分享。
Let me share with you 2 examples from the Old Testament.
哦，当约书亚年轻的约书亚知道摩西过去的时候。
When the young Joshua learned that Moses had died.
哦，他害怕那个责任，那个肩负起带领以色列人的责任在他肩头上。
He was afraid because of this responsibility of leading the people of Israel.
我们的神用同样的话语安慰他。
The Lord uses the same words to comfort him.
在约书亚记第一章二节九节这样讲。
The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 9 says this.
我的仆人摩西死了。
Moses, my servant, is dead.
现在你要起来。
Now then, you and all these people get ready.
你要刚强壮胆。
Be bold and courageous.
不要惧怕。
Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified.
不要惊慌。
Do not be discouraged.
因为你无论往哪里去。
For Lord,Your God will be with you wherever you go.
耶和华必与你同在。
The Lord will be with you.
哦，耶稣呀，知道他的责任，他害怕。
Joshua knew of his responsibilities and he was afraid.
但是神讲，我绝不撇弃你。
The Lord says, never will I leave you.
同样的，大卫也是。
Same thing with David.
在大卫要离开这个世界的时候
as David was about to leave this world,
他把所罗门叫来。
He brought Solomon, his son, to him.
他对所罗门这样讲。
He spoke to Solomon.
你当刚强壮胆去行，不要惧怕。
He said, "Be strong and courageous, and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged."
也不要惊慌，因为耶和华神就是我的神，与你同在，他必不撇弃你，必不丢弃你。
For the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you.
啊，弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters, my friends.
到好时候，我们对。明天的未知数害怕。
So many times we are afraid of the uncertainties of tomorrow.
多少时候我们对今天的已知数害怕。
So many times we are afraid of today's certainties.
但是主耶稣说。
But Jesus says,
我必与你同在。
I will never leave you.
我不丢弃你。
I will never forsake you.
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
我可以有勇气面对1999年。
With courage and boldness, I can face 1999. Looking ahead into 1999, I believe God says this. There's no reserve I hold back.
No regret when I serve him.
To serve him with no regret.
No retreat.
When I serve him, there's no retreat. Can you also believe like that? Because I have a good friend, my companion, Jesus. In the Lord, we have a life of contentment. In 1999, I look forward to knowing him more. From his words, getting to know him more. In the spirit, to acknowledge that he is present. From my own life, I hope that I will change even more to be more like him. After I set these goals and make these resolutions, I know that I will be with him even more. In 1999, not only will I be content, we have the best companion, our friend Jesus. I can make that my New Year's resolution, to make him my better friend. To build this personal companionship and also a perpetual companionship. In 1999, also to receive courage from him. Boldly, without fear, I can face tomorrow. To be able to face all those uncertainties, things I do not know. Also to face those certainties, those responsibilities that I already know.
1999,
I am ready. Because I have this companion, my friend Jesus. Friends, are you ready? Are you able to face tomorrow? Are you ready to face the uncertainties of tomorrow? Are you ready to face tomorrow's and today's certainties? Come. Trust in our good friend Jesus. To pass through a contented, fulfilling, and courageous 1999. Let's bow our heads and pray. Because of you, Jesus, we can face tomorrow. Because of you, we know you. We know why we can live on. With you, we know how to live on this life. Let us hold on to our companion, Jesus. With courage and fulfillment, pass through this year. May this year be a year marked by a knowledge of you. That you may be pleased. Hear our prayers.
Mm-hmm. 以上节目是由更新传道会制作。
pray in Christ's name. Amen.